Web of Deception. Chapter 1. The Puppet Master. The city of Avarice glittered like a jewel against the darkness, its towering skyscrapers standing as monuments to ambition, greed, and power. The streets buzzed with life, a ceaseless hum of opportunity and danger that drew both predators and prey into its web. Eva Sinclair stood at the edge of her penthouse balcony, a glass of wine in her hand, her sharp eyes scanning the skyline. The city was hers, or at least it would be soon enough. Eva had spent years crafting the perfect image, a stunning, poised socialite known for her philanthropy and charm. Her elegant soirees and impeccable reputation made her untouchable in the public eye. But beneath the polished exterior lay a mind as cold and calculated as a scalpel. The drug empire she controlled was invisible to those who weren't meant to see it, operating in the shadows of the same high society that adored her. She swirled her wine and turned back inside, her designer heels clicking softly against the marble floor. The penthouse was immaculate, a blend of modern luxury and understated elegance, every detail a reflection of her dual life. Tonight, she would play the role of hostess to perfection, all while orchestrating moves that would tighten her grip on the city's underworld. Miss Sinclair, her assistant Callie interrupted, stepping into the room. The young woman's nervous energy was palpable. She clutched a tablet, her hands trembling slightly. Mr. Cross has arrived. Eva smiled, a slow, deliberate expression that didn't quite reach her eyes. Excellent. Let's not keep him waiting. Damien Cross was not a man who liked to be kept waiting. As the head of the Cross Syndicate, he was as dangerous as he was charming, a perfect match for Eva's cunning. Their partnership was a delicate dance, each step a test of power and control. Tonight's meeting was critical. Eva had plans to expand her operations, but to do so, she needed Damien's distribution network. Convincing him to share his territory would require all her skill. As Eva descended the spiral staircase into the main room, her guests turned to watch. She was a vision in a sleek black dress, her diamond necklace catching the light like a constellation. She moved with effortless grace, every step calculated to command attention without appearing to demand it. "Damien," she purred, approaching the tall, broad-shouldered man who stood near the bar. His dark suit was impeccably tailored, his sharp features softened only by the devilish grin he wore. "Eva," he replied, his voice smooth and low, "you look stunning as always." "And you as dangerous as ever," she countered, her tone playful. "Shall we talk business?" Damien's grin widened, but there was a flicker of caution in his eyes. He gestured toward a quieter corner of the room, and Eva followed, aware of every gaze tracking her movement. The game had begun. The deal. Seated across from Damien, Eva leaned back in her chair, exuding calm confidence. "I hear your shipments to the east side have been running into issues." Damien raised an eyebrow. "You've been listening to the wrong people." "Perhaps," she said with a small shrug. "Or perhaps I've been listening to the right ones. Either way, I believe I can help." "And what's in it for you?" he asked, his tone laced with suspicion. Eva leaned forward, her voice dropping just enough to draw him in. "A partnership. You let me handle the east side. In return, I ensure your shipments move smoothly through my territory. No interruptions, no risks." Damien studied her for a long moment, his dark eyes searching hers. "You're asking me to hand over a piece of my business." "I'm offering you a way to strengthen it," Eva corrected. "And we both know you don't have the resources to deal with the kind of problems you're facing right now." Damien's grin returned, but this time it was sharper, more predatory. "You're bold, Eva." "I like that. But boldness can be dangerous." "Only to those who underestimate me," she replied smoothly. Their conversation was interrupted by Callie, who appeared at Eva's side, her expression tense. "Miss Sinclair, there's a situation with the downtown warehouse." Eva smiled and faltered, but her eyes hardened. "Excuse me for a moment, Damien." As she followed Callie out of the room, Eva's mind raced. The downtown warehouse was one of her most critical assets, a hub for her drug operation. Whatever the problem was, it needed to be resolved immediately. The shadow within. At the warehouse, the air was thick with tension. Eva stepped out of her car, her heels clicking against the pavement as she surveyed the scene. The usually well-guarded facility was swarming with police. Her enforcer, Victor, approached her, his face grim. "It's a raid," he said in a low voice. Someone tipped them off. Eva's expression remained calm, but inside, fury burned. She had taken every precaution to keep her operation airtight. If the police were here, it meant someone close to her had betrayed her. "Pull the important files and disappear them," she ordered. "And find out who's responsible for this. I want a name by morning." As Victor moved to carry out her orders, Eva turned her gaze back to the warehouse. The betrayal cut deeper than she expected, but it also reminded her of a crucial truth. Trust was a luxury she could not afford. A web of lies. Back at the penthouse, Eva sat in her study, a single name glowing on the screen of her laptop. Julian Kane. The journalist-turned-private investigator had been digging into her activities for weeks. Eva's lips curled into a smile. If Julian wanted a story, she would give him one on her terms. Manipulating him would be a challenge, but Eva thrived on challenges. As the city slept, Eva began crafting her next move, her mind racing with possibilities. The game was just beginning, and Eva Sinclair never played to lose. Chapter 2. The Devil's Bargain. The dimly lit lounge of the Monarch Club buzzed with muted conversation, its atmosphere heavy with the scent of expensive cigars and aged whiskey. Eva Sinclair entered the room with an air of effortless command, her sharp gaze scanning for her target. Damien Cross sat in a secluded corner, a glass of bourbon in his hand, exuding an aura of quiet menace. He looked up as she approached, his expression unreadable. "Eva," he greeted, motioning to the seat across from him. "To what do I owe the pleasure?" Eva took her time sitting down, her calm demeanor masking the storm brewing inside her. The betrayal at the downtown warehouse had only sharpened her resolve. Someone had tried to destabilize her empire, and she suspected Damien's fingerprints were all over it. Tonight, she needed answers and leverage. "Damien," she began, her voice smooth as silk, "I wanted to discuss an opportunity that could benefit us both." He leaned back in his chair, studying her. "An opportunity? Or a favor?" She smiled faintly. "A mutually beneficial arrangement. Let's call it a partnership." Damien chuckled, the sound low and dangerous. "You're bold, I'll give you that. But I'm curious, what makes you think I'm in the market for a partner?" Eva met his gaze, unflinching. "Because your network is under pressure. The East Side raids aren't a coincidence, Damien. Someone's targeting your shipments." His expression darkened, the flicker of surprise quickly masked by a smirk. "And what makes you think you know so much about my business?" "I make it my business to know," she replied. "And I can help. You're powerful, Damien, but even you can't fight a war on two fronts. With me, you wouldn't have to." He swirled his bourbon thoughtfully. "And what's the price of this assistance?" "Territory," she said simply. "I take over distribution in the East. You focus on fortifying the rest." Damien's eyes narrowed. "You're asking me to give up a piece of my empire." "I'm offering you a chance to keep the rest intact," she countered. "And let's not pretend this arrangement wouldn't be profitable for both of us." For a moment, silence stretched between them, the weight of unspoken threats hanging in the air. Finally, Damien leaned forward, his gaze piercing. "You're playing a dangerous game, Eva." "I always do," she replied with a faint smile. "A dangerous proposal." Hours later, Eva returned to her penthouse, her mind racing with the implications of Damien's response. He hadn't agreed outright, but he also hadn't dismissed her proposal. That was enough to set her plans into motion. Still, she knew better than to trust him. Her assistant, Callie, was waiting in the study, a stack of reports in hand. "The cleanup at the downtown warehouse is complete," she said. "No evidence left behind." "Good," Eva replied, taking the reports and the investigation into the tip-off. Callie hesitated. "It's still ongoing, but there's a name that keeps coming up. Julian Kane." Eva's eyes narrowed. "The journalist?" Callie nodded. "He's been asking questions about the raids, the overdoses, even your charity events. He's digging, and he's getting close." Eva's lips curled into a cold smile. "Then it's time we gave Mr. Kane something to find." The journalist's obsession. Julian Kane sat in his cramped office, surrounded by notes, photographs, and red strings connecting a web of intrigue. His career as a journalist had taken a nosedive years ago after a scandal involving falsified sources. Now, as a private investigator, he was clawing his way back to relevance, and Eva Sinclair was his ticket. For weeks, he had been piecing together the threads of her double life. On the surface, she was untouchable, a philanthropist adored by the city's elite. But Julian had seen the cracks in her facade. The mysterious deaths of rival dealers, the sudden influx of drugs into upscale neighborhoods, the raids targeting her competitors, it all pointed back to her. He stared at a photo of Eva taken at one of her gala events. Her beauty was disarming, almost otherworldly, but it was her eyes that haunted him. There was something in them, something calculating, dangerous. Julian knew he was playing with fire, but he couldn't stop himself. He was drawn to her, not just as a subject, but as a mystery he needed to solve. His phone buzzed, snapping him out of his thoughts. It was a text from an anonymous number. Monarch Club, 10 p.m. She'll be there. Julian frowned. It wasn't the first time he'd received a cryptic tip about Eva's activities, but this one felt different. Whoever was feeding him information had a personal stake in the game, and Julian couldn't shake the feeling that he was being manipulated. Still, the lure of a potential breakthrough was too tempting to resist. A game of cat and mouse. That evening, Julian positioned himself in a shadowy corner of the Monarch Club, his camera hidden in his jacket. He watched as Eva entered, her presence commanding the room. She was dressed in a sleek crimson gown, her every move deliberate and calculated. For a moment, he felt a pang of doubt. How could someone so poised, so perfect, be the criminal mastermind he believed her to be? But as he observed her conversation with Damien Cross, the pieces began to fall into place. Their body language, the tension in their exchange, it all pointed to a power struggle. Julian snapped a series of photos, careful to remain unnoticed. When Eva left the club, Julian followed at a safe distance. He watched as her car disappeared into the night, his mind racing. He had enough to publish an exposé that could ruin her, but something held him back. The more he learned about Eva, the more he realized how dangerous she was. If he wasn't careful, he might end up as just another casualty in her game. Setting the trap, back at the penthouse, Eva reviewed the photos Callie had discreetly taken of Julian at the club. He thought he was invisible, but Eva had spotted him the moment he arrived. She admired his tenacity, even as it annoyed her. "Arrange a meeting with Mr. Kane," she instructed Callie. "But make it seem like his idea." Callie hesitated. "Are you sure? He's getting too close." Eva's smile was icy. "Exactly. It's time we bring him a little closer." As Callie left, Eva leaned back in her chair, her mind already devising her next move. Julian Kane wanted to expose her secrets, but he didn't realize the danger of playing her game. By the time she was done with him, he wouldn't know whether he was her ally, her pawn, or her prey. Chapter 3. The Fallen Angel. The rain hammered the streets of Avarice, turning neon-lit sidewalks into shimmering mirrors. Julian Kane pulled up the collar of his worn leather jacket, his gaze fixed ahead as he weaved through the crowd. The city's pulse was erratic tonight, a reflection of the turmoil that churned within him. He had spent the past week chasing leads that led nowhere, each dead and more frustrating than the last. But tonight was different. An informant had promised him information that could finally expose the shadowy figure behind the recent surge of high-profile overdoses, overdoses that had claimed the lives of politicians, celebrities, and business magnates alike. Julian entered the Serpent's Den, a seedy bar nestled in the underbelly of the city. The air was thick with smoke and the pungent scent of desperation. He spotted his contact, a jittery man named Marcus, hunched over a drink at the far end of the bar. "You're late," Marcus muttered as Julian slid onto the stool beside him. "Traffic," Julian replied tersely. "You said you had information." Marcus glanced around nervously before sliding a folded piece of paper across the bar. "This is all I have, but it's big." Julian unfolded the paper to reveal a name. Eva Sinclair. He raised an eyebrow. "Eva Sinclair? The philanthropist?" Marcus nodded vigorously. "She's not who she appears to be. Trust me." Before Julian could press for more, a commotion erupted near the entrance. Two men in dark suits scanned the room, their eyes landing on Marcus. Panic flashed across Marcus's face. "Listen, I have to go," he stammered, rising quickly. "Be careful, Julian. They're watching." As Marcus vanished into the crowd, Julian pocketed the paper, his mind racing. Eva Sinclair was a name he knew well, everyone did. She was a fixture in society pages, a benefactor of countless charities. The idea that she was connected to the city's drug epidemic seemed absurd. And yet, his instincts told him there was more to the story. Unveiling the facade, back at his apartment, Julian sat amidst stacks of newspapers and files, a single lamp casting a dim glow over his makeshift investigation board. He pinned Eva's name at the center, drawing lines to various articles and reports. He recalled attending one of her charity galas years ago while covering a story on urban development. She had been captivating, graceful, intelligent, and undeniably magnetic. But beneath the charm, he had sensed an undercurrent of something else, something he couldn't quite place. "Who are you really, Eva?" he muttered to himself. He began digging deeper, accessing public records, financial statements, anything that might hint at a connection to the drug trade. Hours passed, but the pieces refused to fit together. On the surface, Eva was immaculate. Frustrated, Julian leaned back in his chair, rubbing his temples. Maybe he was chasing a ghost. But then, a subtle discrepancy caught his eye. A series of transactions funneling funds to shell companies, all linked to properties in the city's less savory districts. "Gotcha," he whispered. An unexpected encounter. Determined to confront her, Julian decided to attend one of Eva's public events, a fundraising gala at the prestigious Orion Hotel. Dressed in his best suit, he blended in with the city's elite, his eyes constantly scanning for his target. He found her standing beneath a grand chandelier, surrounded by admirers. Clad in an elegant sapphire gown, Eva was the epitome of sophistication. As he approached, she turned, their eyes meeting for the first time in years. "Julian Kane," she said smoothly, a hint of amusement in her voice. "I didn't expect to see you here." "Miss Sinclair," he replied, offering a polite smile. "It's been a while." She tilted her head, studying him. "Indeed it has. I heard you left journalism." He shrugged. "I prefer stories where the truth isn't buried under layers of bureaucracy." Her eyes sparkled with intrigue. "And what truths are you seeking tonight?" "Maybe you could help me find them," he suggested. "Assuming you're willing to be honest." Eva raised an eyebrow. "Honesty is a rare commodity in this city." "Then perhaps we can trade," he countered. "A rare commodity for a rare opportunity." She laughed softly. "You have my attention, Mr. Kane. Walk with me." They strolled through the opulent ballroom, the sounds of the party fading into the background. Julian chose his words carefully. "I'm investigating the recent overdoses," he began. "Prominent figures, all with no prior history of drug use." "A tragedy," Eva replied. "But what does that have to do with me?" "That's what I'm trying to determine," he said, watching her reaction. She met his gaze evenly. "Are you suggesting I'm involved somehow?" "I'm exploring all possibilities," he said diplomatically. Eva stopped, turning to face him fully. "Be careful, Julian. Accusations like that can have consequences." "Is that a warning?" he asked. "A friendly piece of advice," she replied, a subtle edge to her tone. "Not everything is as it seems." Before he could respond, a guest approached, pulling her attention away. "If you'll excuse me," she said, offering a polite nod before disappearing back into the crowd. Julian watched her go, a mix of frustration and fascination swirling within him. She was evasive, but not dismissive, a sign that there was more beneath the surface. Digging deeper, over the next few days, Julian immersed himself in his investigation. He interviewed former associates of known dealers, pieced together financial trails, and mapped out the distribution networks of the city's drug trade. Each path led back to a void, a place where information seemed to vanish. It was as if someone had meticulously erased all traces of their involvement. The precision required for such an operation pointed to significant resources and influence, the kind that Eva Sinclair possessed. Late one night, Julian received an encrypted email from an anonymous source. "If you want answers, visit the old cathedral at midnight." He hesitated. It could be a trap, but the allure of a breakthrough was too strong. Equipping himself with a concealed recorder and a cautious mindset, he headed to the rendezvous point. A meeting in the shadows. The cathedral stood as a relic of a bygone era, its once majestic facade now cloaked in shadows and decay. Julian entered cautiously, the silence broken only by the distant drip of water and the scurrying of unseen creatures. "Hello," he called out, his voice echoing. A figure emerged from the darkness, Sofia Reyes, Eva's trusted associate. Her expression was tense, her eyes darting nervously. You shouldn't be here, she whispered. You're the one who contacted me, Julian replied, keeping his distance. I can't stay long, she said urgently. They're watching me.
Who? Eva? He pressed.
Sophia glanced over her shoulder. You have no idea what she's capable of. None of us do. Then tell me, he urged. Help me expose her. She hesitated, fear etched across her face. There's a shipment coming in tomorrow night at the docks. Dock 17. It's bigger than anything before. What's in it? He asked. Something new. Something dangerous, she replied. If you can intercept it, you'll have proof. Before he could ask more, a sudden noise startled them both. Sophia's eyes widened in panic. I have to go. Be careful, Julian. She vanished into the shadows, leaving him alone with more questions than answers. A tenuous alliance. Determined to act on the tip, Julian reached out to a contact in the police department, a detective named Marcus Reed, one of the few he trusted. Dock 17, tomorrow night, Julian informed him. Can you get a team there? Marcus sighed. You realize how risky this is? If you're wrong. I'm not wrong, Julian insisted. This could be our chance to bring down the source. After a moment, Marcus nodded. All right, I'll see what I can do. As Julian left the meeting, he couldn't shake the feeling that he was being followed. He glanced over his shoulder but saw nothing out of the ordinary. Paranoia, he told himself, or perhaps a justified caution.
The sting.
The next night, Julian positioned himself at a vantage point overlooking Dock 17. Rain fell in sheets, obscuring his view but providing cover. He watched as unmarked vans arrived, men unloading crates with practiced efficiency. Hidden in the shadows, he recorded everything, anticipation mounting. But as the police units moved in, chaos erupted. Gunfire shattered the night, men scattered, and the crates were abandoned. Julian's heart pounded as he watched the scene unfold. This was it, the proof he needed. But then he noticed something alarming. The crates were empty. A trap. Before he could react, a strong hand clamped down on his shoulder. He spun around to face Victor, Eva's enforcer. Mr. Kane, Victor said coldly. Miss Sinclair would like a word. Face to face. Julian was escorted to a sleek black car, where Eva awaited inside. She looked unimpressed, her gaze steady as he was pushed into the seat beside her. You've been very busy, she remarked, her tone devoid of warmth. Seems like you have, too, he retorted. She sighed softly. I warned you, Julian. You should have listened. Then maybe you should start telling me the truth, he challenged. What's really going on? She studied him for a moment before speaking. You're out of your depth. The people you're interfering with, they won't hesitate to eliminate you. Is that a threat? A fact, she replied. But perhaps we can help each other. He scoffed. Why would I trust you? Because the enemy of your enemy is your friend, she said smoothly. And there are forces at play here that threaten us both. Julian hesitated. Despite everything, he sensed a sliver of sincerity in her words. I'm listening. Eva leaned closer. Work with me. Together, we can expose those truly responsible for the chaos in this city. And who would that be? Damien Cross, she revealed. He's the one flooding the streets with lethal substances, undermining any semblance of order. Julian frowned. And you're just a concerned citizen. A faint smile touched her lips. Let's just say our interests align for now. He considered her offer. Aligning himself with Eva was risky, but it might be the only way to uncover the full scope of the corruption he was chasing. All right, he agreed cautiously. But if I find out you're lying... She met his gaze unflinchingly. You won't. An uneasy partnership. Over the following days, Julian found himself drawn deeper into Eva's world. She provided him with information. Documents, recordings, evidence that painted Damien Cross as a mastermind behind the city's descent into chaos. Together, they planned a strategy to expose Damien's operations. Yet, amidst their collaboration, Julian couldn't ignore the growing tension between them. Eva was enigmatic, her motives unclear. At times, he caught glimpses of vulnerability beneath her hardened exterior, a fleeting softness that made him question his assumptions. One evening, after hours of poring over files, Eva poured them both a drink. To unlikely alliances, she toasted. Julian clinked his glass against hers. And to the truth,
She regarded him thoughtfully. Tell me, Julian, why are you so determined to bring all this to light? He hesitated before answering. I guess I believe that people deserve to know what's happening in their city. That justice should mean something. She smiled wistfully. An idealist in a world that rewards cynicism. Maybe, he conceded. But what about you? What's your stake in all this? Her gaze shifted to the city lights outside. Let's just say I have debts to settle. Before he could probe further, she changed the subject. We have a meeting with one of Damien's suppliers tomorrow. It's our chance to get direct evidence. He nodded, recognizing the dismissal. I'll be ready. Lines blurred. As the night wore on, Julian prepared to leave. Eva walked him to the door, an unusual gesture that didn't go unnoticed. Be careful, Julian, she said softly. The closer we get, the more dangerous it becomes. I can handle myself, he assured her. She placed a hand on his arm, a spark of something unspoken passing between them. I hope so. For a moment, they stood there, the air thick with tension. Then, without warning, she leaned in, her lips brushing softly against his. The kiss was brief but charged, leaving Julian momentarily breathless. She pulled back, her expression unreadable. Good night. He left, his mind a whirlwind of conflicting emotions. The line between ally and adversary had blurred, and he wasn't sure which side he stood on anymore. The turning point. Alone. Eva retreated to her private quarters, her composure slipping. She hadn't planned on letting Julian get so close, but something about him stirred emotions she thought she'd buried long ago. Foolish, she whispered to herself. Attachments were liabilities, a lesson she'd learned the hard way. As she gazed out over the city, her resolve hardened. There was no room for weakness. The game she was playing required absolute focus, and any distraction could prove fatal. But even as she reaffirmed her commitment to her cause, a lingering doubt gnawed at her. Julian Kane was more than just a pawn in her strategy. He was a variable she couldn't control, a fallen angel she couldn't ignore. Chapter 4. Whispers in the Dark. The cold wind whipped through the streets of Avarice as Julian Kane stood on the corner of Pier Street, waiting for his contact. The harbor stretched out before him, a maze of steel containers and cranes that loomed like skeletal giants under the moonlight. Despite the chill, a bead of sweat slid down his temple. The meeting tonight could be a turning point, or a death sentence. The lead Eva had provided was solid, too solid, he thought. A major player in Damien Cross's network, a man known only as Victor Orloff, was set to oversee a clandestine shipment of synthetic opioids at the docks. Eva had warned Julian that Orloff was dangerous, but she hadn't warned him about the doubt now creeping into his mind. Could he trust her? The kiss they'd shared lingered in his thoughts, a distraction he couldn't afford. Julian shook his head, forcing himself to focus. This wasn't about her. This was about exposing the truth, no matter where it led. A low rumble drew his attention. A black SUV rolled to a stop near the shipping containers. The driver stepped out, a hulking man in a leather coat who scanned the area before nodding to someone inside. The passenger door opened, and Victor Orloff emerged. Julian's breath caught. Orloff's reputation preceded him, a former military officer turned enforcer for Damien Cross. He was known for his ruthlessness, his network of informants, and his ability to make problems disappear. Julian crouched lower behind the stack of crates, his camera poised, ready to capture evidence. The meeting. Victor lit a cigarette, the glow briefly illuminating his sharp, weathered face. Moments later, a second vehicle arrived. From it stepped Sofia Reyes. Julian's stomach tightened at the sight of her. Eva's once-trusted lieutenant was now working with Damien, and her presence here confirmed the depth of her betrayal. Sofia approached Victor, her movements calculated, her voice low as they exchanged words. Julian strained to hear, but the wind carried their conversation away. He inched closer, careful to stay hidden in the shadows. "What's the shipment schedule?" he heard Victor ask. Sofia's reply was clipped. "Tomorrow night, 2 a.m. The West Terminal. And Sinclair." Victor's tone hardened. "She's a loose end." Sofia hesitated, her voice dropping to a whisper. Julian caught fragments, still useful leverage, not yet. Julian's blood ran cold. They were plotting something against Eva. The thought unsettled him more than he wanted to admit. Whatever their plan was, he needed to warn her, and fast. A sudden betrayal. Before Julian could retreat, the faintest scrape of a boot on gravel betrayed his position. He turned to see one of Victor's men emerging from the shadows, a gun drawn. Well, the man sneered. Looks like we've got an eavesdropper. Julian's heart pounded as he raised his hands, his mind racing for an escape. But before the man could react, a sharp whistle sliced through the air. In an instant, the man dropped, a dart embedded in his neck. From the darkness emerged Victor, Eva's enforcer. He moved with the precision of a predator, taking down another guard before they even realized what was happening. Within moments, the docks erupted into chaos. Victor Orloff barked orders, his men scrambling to defend the shipment. Sophia vanished into the fray, her silhouette disappearing behind a row of containers. Julian ducked for cover, his pulse racing as gunfire lit up the night. "Stay low!" Victor hissed, grabbing Julian by the arm and pulling him behind a stack of crates. "Eva's orders. You followed me." Julian snapped, his anger barely masking his relief. "Eva anticipated this," Victor replied tersely. "You're in over your head." "No kidding," Julian muttered, clutching his camera. "What now?" "Now," Victor said, checking his weapon. "We clean up this mess. The escape." The gunfight intensified as Victor systematically dismantled Victor Orloff's defenses. Julian stayed low, snapping photos and recording evidence where he could. Despite the chaos, he couldn't shake the feeling that this was all too convenient. Eva had sent him here, knowing it would be a trap. But why? Was she testing him, or using him? As the last of Orloff's men fell, Victor motioned for Julian to follow. They moved quickly, navigating the labyrinth of containers until they reached an unmarked van parked near the edge of the pier. Victor opened the back doors, revealing crates filled with what looked like innocuous supplies. "What's this?" Julian asked. "Diversion," Victor replied. He handed Julian a small USB drive. "The real shipment's already been moved. This is what you came for." Julian stared at the drive, his suspicion deepening. "And Eva knew all along." "She plays the long game," Victor said cryptically. "You'd do well to remember that." Before Julian could question him further, Victor shoved him into the van and slammed the door. The vehicle roared to life, speeding away from the docks as the sound of sirens grew louder in the distance. Confrontation. Back at the penthouse, Julian stormed into Eva's study, slamming the USB drive onto her desk. "You knew it was a setup," he accused. Eva didn't look up from her laptop, her expression serene. "And yet here you are, alive and unharmed." "Don't patronize me," he snapped. "You used me as bait," she sighed, finally meeting his gaze. "I gave you what you wanted, evidence. And in return, you helped me eliminate a threat. It's called synergy, Julian." "Synergy?" He laughed bitterly. "You risked my life to send a message to Damien." Her eyes hardened. "And what would you have me do? Wait for them to destroy everything I've built? This is a game, Julian. You either play to win or you lose. There's no middle ground." He clenched his fists, torn between anger and admiration. "You're ruthless." "I'm alive," she countered. "And if you want to stay that way, you'd do well to stop questioning my methods." For a moment, they stared at each other, the air between them crackling with tension. Then Eva softened, her voice dropping. "I don't expect you to understand. But everything I do is for a purpose." "And what purpose is that?" he asked, his tone edged with skepticism. "To survive," she said simply. A growing obsession. Over the following days, Julian buried himself in the evidence Eva had provided. The USB drive contained detailed accounts of Damien Cross's operations, financial records, shipment schedules, even recordings of meetings. It was enough to blow the lid off the entire network. But as he delved deeper, he found himself drawn back to Eva. Her motives remained an enigma, her actions a labyrinth of contradictions. Was she truly fighting to survive? Or was she manipulating him for her own gain? And why did he care? Late one night, he found himself back at her penthouse, unable to stay away. She greeted him with a glass of wine, her demeanor calm but watchful. "You're restless," she observed. He shrugged. "This doesn't add up. You could have taken Damien down yourself. Why involve me?" She studied him for a moment before answering. "Because you're different. You see things others don't. And because, whether you admit it or not, you need this as much as I do. He frowned. What makes you so sure? Her gaze softened, a rare vulnerability breaking through. Because I see you, Julian. I see the fire in you, the need to prove yourself. You're not so different from me. The words unsettled him, not because they were false, but because they were true. For the first time, he wondered if he was in control of his choices, or if Eva had been pulling his strings all along. The whispered warning. As the night wore on, Eva revealed a chilling truth. Sophia isn't just working with Damien. She's building her own empire, and she won't stop until she takes us both down. What's her angle? Julian asked. Power, Eva replied. She's always craved it. I made the mistake of trusting her once. I won't make it again. Julian felt a pang of sympathy. Despite her icy exterior, Eva was human, flawed, vulnerable, and undeniably compelling. But her admission only deepened the stakes. The game they were playing was more dangerous than he had imagined, and the line between ally and enemy was growing thinner by the day. As he left the penthouse, Eva's parting words echoed in his mind. Trust is a luxury we can't afford, Julian. Remember that. Chapter 5. Secrets and Seduction. The late-night hum of the city seemed louder as Julian Kane stood outside Eva Sinclair's penthouse, her parting words still ringing in his ears. Trust is a luxury we can't afford. He wasn't sure whether it was a warning, a confession, or a veiled threat. Whatever it was, it only fueled his obsession. Every encounter with Eva drew him deeper into her web, a place where seduction and manipulation blurred into a deadly game. Yet he couldn't walk away. Not now. Not when the stakes were this high, and not when the truth seemed so tantalizingly close. Dangerous alliances. Meanwhile, on the other side of Avarice, Sophia Reyes stepped into the dimly lit backroom of a nightclub owned by Damien Cross. The air reeked of sweat, smoke, and spilled alcohol. Damien was waiting for her, his imposing figure framed by the crimson glow of the overhead light. "Do you have the shipment?" he asked, his voice low and gravelly. Sophia tossed a USB drive onto the table between them. "Everything you need. Times, routes, drop points. Eva Sinclair's entire operation. Gift wrap just for you." Damien leaned forward, his cold eyes narrowing. "And what's your angle, Sophia? I know you didn't jump ship just to play nice." Sophia smirked, her red lips curling into a wicked smile. "Let's just say Eva and I have unfinished business. And when she falls, I want to be the one standing in her place." Damien chuckled darkly, pouring himself a drink. "Ambition. I like that. But don't forget, Sophia, cross me, and you'll end up just like the last person who tried." "I wouldn't dream of it," Sophia replied, her voice dripping with false sweetness. But as she turned to leave, her smile faded. Damien was a means to an end, nothing more. She had her own plans, and neither he nor Eva would see them coming. The seductive dance. Back at her penthouse, Eva was hosting another lavish soiree, the kind that Avarice's elite flocked to. Dressed in a sleek black gown, she moved through the crowd with practiced ease, her every gesture exuding power and grace. Julian watched her from a distance, nursing a glass of whiskey. He had received an invitation earlier that day, an unexpected gesture that made him suspicious. Was Eva testing him, or was she simply toying with him? As if sensing his gaze, Eva turned and locked eyes with him. She smiled a slow, knowing smile, and made her way toward him. "Enjoying the party?" she asked, her voice smooth as silk. "It's not my usual scene," he admitted. Her eyes sparkled with amusement. "No, I suppose it isn't. You prefer the shadows, don't you, Julian?" Watching, waiting, piecing things together, he raised an eyebrow. "And what about you? You seem to thrive in the spotlight." Her smile faltered, just for a moment. "The spotlight hides the shadows," she said softly. "Sometimes, that's where the real power lies." The words hung between them, heavy with unspoken meaning. Before Julian could respond, Eva stepped closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. "I have something to show you. Follow me. The hidden truth." Eva led Julian to a private study, far removed from the noise of the party. She closed the door behind them, the lock clicking into place. The sudden intimacy of the setting made Julian's pulse quicken. She moved to a hidden panel in the wall and pressed a sequence of buttons. With a soft hum, The panel slid open to reveal a secret room filled with monitors, maps, and files. It was a nerve center, a command post for her clandestine empire. "This is where it all happens," she said, gesturing to the screens. "The deals, the shipments, the surveillance. Everything." Julian stared in awe. "You're showing me this. Why?" "Because I need you to understand," she said, her tone uncharacteristically earnest. "This isn't just about me. The people I deal with, Damien, Sophia, they're worse than I'll ever be. If they take control, the city will burn." "And you're the lesser evil?" he asked, his skepticism clear. "Maybe," she admitted. "But at least I have a line I won't cross." Julian wanted to believe her. But the weight of her secrets, the lives she'd manipulated and destroyed, made it impossible to fully trust her. Still, he couldn't deny the pull she had on him. "Why me?" he asked. "Why are you telling me all this?" Her eyes locked onto his, her voice dropping to a near whisper. "Because I need someone I can trust. Someone who sees the bigger picture." The vulnerability in her words caught him off guard. For a moment, he wondered if she was being genuine, or if this was just another manipulation. A fatal attraction. As the night wore on, the tension between them grew palpable. Eva poured them both a glass of wine, her movements slow and deliberate. She leaned against the desk, her gaze never leaving his. "You intrigue me, Julian," she said, her voice low. "Most people are so easy to read, so predictable. But you're different." He took a sip of his wine, his throat dry. "And you're impossible to read." "Good," she said with a sly smile. "That's how I survive." Silence settled over them, heavy and charged. Then, without warning, Eva leaned in and kissed him. This time, there was no hesitation, no pretense. The kiss was fierce, raw, and consuming, a collision of desire and defiance. When they finally pulled apart, Julian was breathless. "This is dangerous," he murmured. "Everything about me is dangerous," she replied, her lips brushing against his. "But you knew that. The intercepted shipment." The next morning, Julian awoke to find himself alone in Eva's penthouse. The events of the previous night felt like a fever dream, but the USB drive Eva had left on the bedside table was very real. The drive contained detailed plans for the intercepted shipment Sophia had discussed with Victor Orloff. It was scheduled for that night at the West Terminal, a crucial opportunity to strike a blow against Damien's operation. Julian knew he should take the information to the police, but something stopped him. The lines between right and wrong, ally and enemy, were no longer clear. All he knew was that he was in too deep to back out now. A dangerous revelation. That night, Julian watched from the shadows as the West Terminal came alive with activity. Trucks arrived, crates were unloaded, and armed guards patrolled the perimeter. It was a scene of organized chaos, a stark reminder of the scale of Damien's operation. But as Julian observed, something unexpected happened. One of the crates was opened, revealing not drugs but weapons, high-powered rifles and explosives. His stomach turned. This wasn't just about the drug trade. Damien was stockpiling weapons, preparing for something far more dangerous. Before Julian could react, a hand clamped down on his shoulder. He spun around to see Sophia Reyes, a gun pointed at his chest. "Did you really think you could sneak in here unnoticed?" she sneered. Julian's mind raced. He was trapped, caught in a web of lies and betrayals that seemed to tighten with every move he made. As Sophia raised her weapon, he realized that the only way out was to play the same game Eva had mastered, the skillful art of manipulation. Chapter 6. A Symphony of Betrayal. Sophia Reyes's pistol gleamed under the flickering light of a terminal. Julian Kane froze, his hands raised instinctively as he locked eyes with her. The smirk on her face was a cocktail of malice and triumph, her finger resting lazily on the trigger. "You're persistent, I'll give you that," she said, circling him like a predator toying with its prey. "But you're also stupid. Did you really think you could sneak into Damien's operation without me noticing?" Julian forced himself to remain calm. "Just following the breadcrumbs, Sophia. And it seems they lead right to you." Her smirk deepened, but there was no humor in it. "You're a journalist turned private investigator. What do you think you're going to do with all this? Write a book? Bring down the system." She leaned closer, her voice dripping with venom. "You're in over your head, Kane." "Maybe," Julian admitted. "But you're underestimating me. Before Sophia could respond, the sound of approaching footsteps interrupted them. Julian's heart sank as Victor Orloff and two of Damien's armed men emerged from the shadows, their weapons drawn. The power play. Victor's cold gaze swept over Julian before settling on Sophia. "What's this?" he asked, his voice sharp. "A snoop," Sophia replied. "He's been digging into our operations. I was about to deal with him." Victor frowned, his skepticism evident. "Why wasn't I informed about this?" "Because I don't need your permission," Sophia shot back, her tone defiant. "I handle my problems." The tension between them crackled like electricity. Julian could see the power struggle unfolding, the cracks in their alliance widening. It was a dangerous game, but it also presented an opportunity. "Victor," Julian interjected, his voice steady despite the fear clawing at him. "You might want to reconsider who you trust." Victor's eyes narrowed. "And why is that?" Julian nodded toward Sophia. "She's not loyal to you. She's building her own empire, using you and Damien as stepping stones." Sophia laughed, but it was forced. "Don't listen to him. He's desperate." "Am I?" Julian pressed. "Think about it, Victor. She's feeding Damien information about Eva Sinclair, but how much do you really know about what she's planning? Do you trust her to keep you in the loop?" Victor's frown deepened, doubt flickering across his face. Sophia's smirk faltered, her grip on the pistol tightening. "You're trying to manipulate us," she hissed. "Am I?" Julian asked, his voice calm. "Or am I just pointing out the obvious?" Victor studied Sophia for a long moment before gesturing to his men. "Take him." An uneasy alliance. Julian was dragged to an abandoned shipping container, his hands tied behind his back. Victor and Sophia stood before him, their power dynamic shifting as they debated his fate. "We can't keep him alive," Sophia argued. "He knows too much." Victor stroked his chin thoughtfully. "Killing him would be easy, but if he's willing to cooperate, he could be useful." Sophia scowled. "You're making a mistake." "Am I?" Victor asked, his tone mocking. "Or are you worried he'll expose your secrets?" The tension between them was palpable. Julian watched, calculating his next move. He needed to sow more distrust, to keep them off balance. "You're both playing the same game," he said, his voice steady. "But only one of you can win." Victor turned to him, intrigued. "What are you getting at?" "I'm saying your alliance is a ticking time bomb," Julian replied. "Sophia's ambitions don't include you or Damien. And if you think she won't betray you when the time comes, you're delusional." Sophia glared at him, her anger barely contained. "Shut up." But Victor was listening. Julian could see the seeds of doubt taking root. It was a small victory, but it was enough for now. The rescue. As the hours dragged on, Julian's mind raced. He needed a way out before Sophia convinced Victor to kill him. His thoughts were interrupted by the distant sound of gunfire. Shouts echoed through the terminal, followed by the heavy thud of boots on concrete. Victor's men rushed to investigate, leaving him and Sophia to guard Julian. The tension in the air was suffocating. Sophia's phone buzzed. She glanced at the screen, her expression darkening. "Damien's men are here." Victor cursed under his breath. "We need to move." Before they could act, the door to the shipping container burst open, and Victor, the one loyal to Eva, strode in, his gun blazing. In seconds, he had disarmed Victor and pinned Sophia against the wall. "You've made a mess, Julian," Victor said, his tone exasperated. "But at least you're consistent." Julian couldn't suppress a bitter laugh. "Nice to see you too." Victor cut his bindings and helped him to his feet. "Eva wants you alive. Let's keep it that way." The fallout. Back at Eva's penthouse, Julian sat across from her, exhaustion etched into his face. Victor stood silently by the door, his imposing presence a reminder of the danger they faced. "You're reckless," Eva said, her tone sharp. "Do you have any idea how close you came to getting yourself killed?" "I had to see it through," Julian replied. "And now we know the truth. Damien's not just dealing drugs, he's stockpiling weapons. He's planning something big." Eva nodded, her expression grim. "And Sophia. She's playing both sides," Julian said. "But I planted enough doubt to weaken her alliance with Victor." Eva leaned back in her chair, her mind clearly racing. "Good. Divide and conquer. It's the only way we'll survive this." Julian hesitated before speaking. "There's something else. Damien's operation, it's bigger than we thought." If we're going to take him down, we'll need more than just evidence. We'll need leverage. Eva's lips curved into a faint smile. Leave that to me. A dangerous revelation. Later that night, as Julian prepared to leave, Eva stopped him. There's something you should know, she said, her voice uncharacteristically soft. What is it? He asked. She hesitated, her gaze dropping to the floor. Damien isn't just building an empire. He's looking for revenge, against me. Julian frowned. Why? Eva's eyes met his, and he saw a flicker of vulnerability. Because I destroyed his family. His wife, his son, they died because of me. The weight of her confession hit Julian like a freight train. And you didn't think to tell me this sooner. I didn't think it mattered, she said quietly. But now it does. Julian stared at her, his mind racing. Eva's past was more twisted than he had imagined, and the consequences of her actions were closing in on them. As he walked out into the night, he couldn't shake the feeling that the worst was yet to come. Chapter 7. The Crimson Web. The city of Avaris lay under a blanket of tension, its lights flickering like the nervous pulse of a creature waiting for the inevitable blow. In her penthouse, Eva Sinclair stared out at the skyline, her reflection in the glass a haunting echo of the past she couldn't escape. Damien Cross's vendetta was closing in. Sophia Reyes was maneuvering to seize control, and the fragile alliances she had built were threatening to crumble. She had built her empire on deception, manipulation, and ruthlessness. But now, cracks were forming in her carefully constructed facade, and the shadows she controlled were beginning to turn against her. A new plan. Julian Kane arrived at Eva's penthouse shortly after midnight, his face marked with exhaustion but his eyes sharp. Victor let him in with a nod, his hulking figure a silent reminder of the dangers that lurked beyond Eva's sanctuary. Eva greeted Julian with a glass of whiskey, her expression unreadable. You've been busy, she said, motioning for him to sit. I had to confirm a few things, he replied, taking the drink. And you're not going to like what I found. Eva raised an eyebrow but remained silent, waiting for him to continue. Damien's planning to flood the city with weapons, military grade. He's got the buyers lined up and a distribution network that puts even your operation to shame, Julian said. But that's not the worst of it. What is? Eva asked, her voice calm but laced with tension. He's targeting you directly, Julian said, leaning forward. Not just your business, your life. This isn't just about power anymore. It's personal. Eva exhaled slowly, her grip tightening on her glass. I expected as much. But the scale of his operation, she trailed off, her mind racing. There's more, Julian said. Sophia's feeding him intel, but she's not loyal to him. She's setting him up, using him as a stepping stone to take everything for herself. Eva's lips curved into a cold smile. Typical Sophia. She's always been ambitious. It's why I kept her close for so long. So what's the plan? Julian asked. How do we stop them? Eva swirled her whiskey thoughtfully. We let them destroy each other. And then, we finish what's left. The bait. The first step in Eva's plan was to force Damien and Sophia into open conflict. To do that, they needed bait. Something that both sides couldn't resist. Eva had just the thing. A shipment of counterfeit weapons, disguised to look like the real deal, hidden in a warehouse under her control. It's risky, Julian said as Eva explained the plan. If either of them figures out it's a trap... They won't, Eva interrupted. Damien's desperate to outmaneuver me, and Sophia's too hungry for power to pass up an opportunity to undercut him. They'll both take the bait, and if they don't... Julian pressed. Eva smirked. They will. The setup. The warehouse was located on the outskirts of the city, a sprawling complex surrounded by rusting fences and overgrown weeds. Eva and Victor oversaw the preparations personally, ensuring that every detail of the trap was flawless. Julian watched as crates were loaded with fake weapons, their surfaces meticulously aged to mimic genuine military hardware. The goal was to make the shipment appear invaluable, something worth fighting over. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Julian remarked as Eva inspected one of the crates. Enjoying is the wrong word, Eva replied. But there's a certain satisfaction in knowing that your enemies are about to destroy themselves. Julian shook his head, both impressed and unnerved by her confidence. What happens if this works? What's the end game? Eva's eyes met his, her gaze unwavering. The end game is survival, Julian. For both of us, the battle begins. As night fell, the stage was set. Eva had leaked the location of a shipment to both Damien and Sophia, ensuring that they would arrive at the warehouse within minutes of each other. Victor and a small team of loyal enforcers monitored the scene from a nearby vantage point, ready to intervene if necessary. Julian stayed with Eva in a surveillance van, watching the feeds from hidden cameras placed throughout the warehouse. The tension in the air was palpable as the first convoy arrived, Damien's men, armed to the teeth and ready for a fight. "They're early," Julian muttered. "Good," Eva said. "Let them get comfortable." Minutes later, a second convoy appeared, this one led by Sophia herself. As her men fanned out, the confrontation escalated almost immediately. Shouts echoed through the warehouse as both sides realized they had been double-crossed. "Here we go," Eva said, her voice calm as chaos erupted on the screens. The trap springs. The warehouse turned into a war zone as gunfire rang out, the two factions tearing each other apart. Eva watched with cold satisfaction, her fingers steepled as the battle unfolded. "They're doing exactly what I expected," she said. "Desperation makes people predictable." Julian, however, was less composed. This could spiral out of control. What if innocent people get caught in the crossfire? Eva glanced at him, her expression unreadable. "There are no innocents in this game, Julian. Only players and casualties." Before Julian could respond, a sudden explosion rocked the warehouse. One of the crates had been rigged with explosives, a failsafe that Eva had insisted on in case things went sideways. "Time to move," Victor said, his voice crackling over the radio. Eva nodded, her demeanor shifting to one of urgency. "Let's go." The aftermath. As dawn broke over the city, the warehouse stood as a smoldering ruin. The bodies of Damien's and Sophia's men littered the ground, their blood staining the cracked concrete. The counterfeit weapons had been destroyed in the blast, leaving no evidence of Eva's involvement. Back at the penthouse, Eva poured herself a drink, her expression serene despite the night's events. "Two enemies neutralized in one move," she said, raising her glass. "A clean victory." Julian, however, wasn't convinced. "It's not over," he said. "Sophia and Damien aren't dead. They'll come back for you." "I'm counting on it," Eva replied. "But when they do, they'll find themselves alone, weakened and desperate. And that's when I'll finish this." Her confidence was unnerving, but Julian couldn't deny that her plan had worked. For now, at least, they had the upper hand. A glimmer of humanity. As the adrenaline faded, Julian found himself alone with Eva in the quiet of her study. The events of the night weighed heavily on him, but Eva seemed unfazed. "You don't feel anything, do you?" he asked, his tone a mix of curiosity and frustration. Eva regarded him thoughtfully. "Feelings are a luxury I can't afford. Not in this world. But you're still human," Julian pressed. "You can't bury everything." She hesitated, her gaze dropping to the floor. "Maybe. But if I let my guard down, even for a second, I lose. And losing isn't an option." Julian stepped closer, his voice soft. "You don't have to do this alone, Eva." She looked up at him, her eyes searching his. For a moment, the mask slipped, revealing a flicker of vulnerability. "Maybe not. But that doesn't mean I can trust you." Before Julian could respond, she turned away, her walls firmly back in place. The conversation was over, but the connection between them lingered, unspoken but undeniable. Chapter 8. Smoke and Mirrors. Avarice stirred with the morning sun. But for Eva Sinclair, the city never truly slept. Seated in her study, she sipped her coffee and reviewed the aftermath of the previous night's chaos. The reports confirmed what she already knew. Damien Cross's empire had taken a significant blow, and Sophia Reyes was left scrambling to salvage her position. Yet, Eva's sense of triumph was tempered by unease. Sophia was too cunning to remain vulnerable for long, and Damien's thirst for revenge burned hotter than ever. The game wasn't over. It was merely entering its most dangerous phase. A new threat. Julian, Kane woke in his cramped apartment, his body aching from the tension of the past few days. His phone buzzed on the nightstand, jolting him fully awake. It was a text from an anonymous number. "We need to talk. Pier 6, 10 a.m. He frowned, suspicion prickling at the back of his mind. The last time he'd followed an anonymous lead, It had nearly gotten him killed. But his instincts told him this was important, too important to ignore. At the pier, Julian found himself face to face with an unexpected ally, Marcus Reed, a detective he had worked with in his early days as a journalist. Marcus looked older, wearier, but his sharp eyes betrayed a mind still fully engaged in the game. "You're in deep, Kane," Marcus said without preamble. "I've been keeping tabs on you." Julian crossed his arms. "I didn't realize I was that interesting." "You're tangled up with Sinclair, Cross, and Reyes," Marcus said. "That makes you a liability to everyone." "What do you want, Marcus?" Julian asked, his tone wary. "I want to help you," Marcus replied. "But you need to give me something in return." "I need intel on Eva Sinclair." Julian hesitated. He knew Marcus's offer was a double-edged sword. Trusting him might provide leverage, but it could also expose Eva and himself to greater danger. The double game. Back at the penthouse, Julian confronted Eva about Marcus's approach. She listened intently, her expression unreadable. "You think he's working for Damien or Sophia?" Julian asked. "Possibly," Eva said. "Or he's just another opportunist looking to carve out a piece of the pie. Either way, he's dangerous. So what do we do?" Eva leaned back in her chair, a calculating smile tugging at her lips. "We feed him a story, just enough to keep him occupied while we finish what we've started." Julian frowned. "You're playing with fire." "It's the only way to win," Eva replied. "Besides, fire can be a useful tool when wielded correctly. Sophia's ambition." Meanwhile, Sophia Reyes wasn't sitting idle. Secluded in a high-rise safe house, she pored over plans for her next move. Her alliance with Damien Cross was tenuous at best, and she knew it wouldn't hold. But Sophia had always been a survivor, and she had no intention of letting Eva Sinclair outmaneuver her. Her lieutenant, Leo Vargas, entered the room, his face grim. "We've lost 3 more shipments. Damien's network is collapsing." "Let it collapse," Sophia said coldly. "We'll pick up the pieces. But first, we need to deal with Sinclair." "How?" Leo asked. Sophia's smile was sharp as a blade. "By using the one thing she underestimates, loyalty. Victor's hers for now, but everyone has a price. Find his." The betrayal. That evening, Victor received a visitor at a discreet bar in the heart of Avarice. Leo Vargas sat across from him, his demeanor calm but his words laced with menace. "You've been with Sinclair for a long time," Leo began. "But how far has that loyalty gotten you? You're still cleaning up her messes. Still living in her shadow." Victor said nothing, his expression stony. Leo leaned closer. "Damien and Sophia are offering you a way out. A seat at the table. All you have to do is step aside when the time comes." Victor's jaw tightened, but he didn't respond. Leo took that as a sign of interest and slid an envelope across the table. "Think about it. The offer won't last forever." Victor watched him leave, the envelope untouched. For the first time, doubt crept into his mind. Eva's world was growing more dangerous by the day, and loyalty alone might not be enough to keep him alive. The web tightens. Julian returned to the penthouse later that night, his nerves frayed. He found Eva in the study, her gaze fixed on the cityscape below. "Marcus is asking questions," Julian said. "If he digs too deep." "He won't," Eva interrupted. "Not if we give him something to distract him." "And what about Victor?" Julian asked. "Can we still trust him?" Eva's expression hardened. "Victor knows where his loyalties lie." "Do you?" Julian pressed, his frustration bubbling to the surface. "You act like everything's under control, but it's not. Damien, Sophia, Marcus, they're all closing in, and you're just sitting here, acting like you can outmaneuver them all." Eva turned to face him, her eyes cold. "What would you have me do, Julian?"
"Run?"
"Hide. Surrender? That's not who I am." "It's not about running," Julian said. "It's about being honest. If you want me to help you, you need to stop keeping me in the dark." Eva stared at him for a long moment before speaking. "Fine. You want the truth. Here it is. Marcus isn't just asking questions. He's working for Damien. He's feeding him intel, using his badge as cover." Julian's stomach sank. "How do you know?" "I have my sources," Eva said. "And now so do you." The trap. Determined to turn the tables, Eva devised a plan to expose Marcus and sever his connection to Damien. The plan was risky, but if it worked, it would buy them the time they needed to neutralize Sophia and Damien for good. Julian, however, was growing increasingly conflicted. He had come to Eva's world seeking answers, but the deeper he went, the more blurred the lines between right and wrong became. Eva's methods were ruthless, her motives questionable, but he couldn't deny the pull she had on him. As the night wore on, Julian found himself alone with Eva once again. The tension between them was palpable, their shared burden forging a connection neither of them could fully articulate. "Why do you trust me?" Julian asked quietly. Eva regarded him with a faint smile. "Because I don't have a choice. And if you did..." She stepped closer, her voice barely above a whisper. "I'd still choose you." For a moment, the world outside seemed to fade away, leaving only the two of them in the quiet of the penthouse. But as they stood there, the weight of their decisions pressing down on them, Julian couldn't shake the feeling that their time was running out. Chapter 9. The Edge of the Blade. The tension in Avaris had grown so thick it felt suffocating. Every player in the city's deadly game, Damien, Sophia, Marcus, and Eva, was on edge, their next move shrouded in secrecy and desperation. For Eva Sinclair, the stakes were higher than ever. The trap she had laid for Marcus was in motion, but the cracks within her own camp were beginning to show. The meeting. Julian, Kane watched from a distance as Marcus Reed walked into a dimly lit bar tucked away in one of Avaris's seedier neighborhoods. Eva's plan was simple. Lure Marcus into believing he had uncovered a critical piece of intel about Damien's operation while simultaneously feeding Damien false information that would undermine his trust in Marcus. Victor sat across from Marcus, his broad shoulders hunched, his expression carefully neutral. From his vantage point, Julian could only catch fragments of their conversation, but he could feel the tension radiating between the two men. "You're asking me to risk everything," Marcus said, his voice low but firm. "It's not a risk," Victor replied. "It's a guarantee. Sinclair's empire is crumbling. If you want to come out of this alive, you'll take the deal." Marcus leaned back, suspicion etched across his face. "And what's in it for you?" "A way out," Victor said simply. Julian's stomach turned. Was Victor playing his own game? Or was this part of Eva's plan? A growing divide. Back at the penthouse, Julian confronted Eva. "What's Victor doing with Marcus?" Eva's gaze didn't waver. "Exactly what I told him to. And you're sure he's not turning on you?" Julian pressed. "Victor knows where his loyalties lie," Eva said, her tone cold. "He wouldn't betray me." "You're so sure about everyone," Julian said, his frustration boiling over. "Damien, Sophia, Marcus, Victor. You act like you're untouchable, but you're not. This whole thing could collapse any second." Eva stepped closer, her voice dropping to a near whisper. "And what would you have me do, Julian? Trust blindly? Hope for the best? That's not how this works." "Maybe it should be," Julian shot back. "Because the way you're playing this, you're not just going to lose your empire, you're going to lose yourself." For a moment, Eva's mask slipped, and Julian caught a glimpse of the woman beneath the facade. Her voice softened. "You think I don't know that? Every move I make is a calculation. A compromise. If I stop, even for a second, everything falls apart." Julian sighed, the anger draining out of him. "Then maybe it's time to rethink the game. Sophia's power play." Across town, Sophia Reyes was tightening her grip on Damien's operation. With Leo Vargas at her side, she orchestrated a coup that left several of Damien's key allies dead or fleeing for their lives. Damien, now cornered, had no choice but to turn to Marcus for help. "This is what you've been feeding me for," Damien growled, slamming a fist onto the table in front of Marcus. "Sophia's tearing my empire apart, and you want me to trust you?" Marcus didn't flinch. "You think I'd still be here if I wasn't loyal? I've been risking my badge, my life, to keep you ahead of Sinclair and Reyes. But if you can't see that, maybe I should walk?" Damien studied Marcus, his eyes narrowing. "Fine. But if you're lying to me, I'll bury you." As Marcus left the meeting, he couldn't shake the feeling that he was being watched. He turned a corner and spotted a familiar figure, Julian. "What the hell are you doing here?" Marcus hissed, grabbing Julian by the arm. "Following the truth," Julian replied, pulling away. "And it looks like you're neck deep in it." Marcus glared at him, but before he could respond, gunshots rang out. The two men dove for cover as chaos erupted around them. Julian caught a glimpse of masked figures firing into the street. Sophia's men, judging by their precision. "This isn't your fight, Kane," Marcus growled. "Get out while you can." "Too late for that," Julian muttered, grabbing his camera to document the scene. A desperate gamble. The ambush left both Marcus and Julian shaken but alive. Back at the penthouse, Julian relayed what he'd seen to Eva. "Sophia's making her move," he said. "She's taking Damien's empire piece by piece." "Good," Eva said, her tone icy. "The more chaos she creates, the easier it will be to dismantle what's left." "But she's not just going after Damien," Julian warned. "She's coming for you, too." Eva's lips curled into a faint smile. "Let her try." The turning point. That night, Eva called a meeting with her closest allies. Victor stood at her side, his expression unreadable, while Julian lingered near the back, his unease growing with every passing second. "We're at the edge of the blade," Eva began, her voice commanding. "Damien and Sophia are on the brink of destroying each other. All we have to do is give them one final push." "And what happens when they're gone?" Julian asked. "What's left for you?" Eva's gaze softened, just for a moment. "What's left is survival. For me, for you, for everyone who's still standing." Julian shook his head. "You keep talking about survival, but at what cost? How much are you willing to lose?" Eva stepped closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. "Whatever it takes." The betrayal unfolds. As Eva laid out her final plan, Julian couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. Victor's silence, Marcus's desperation, Sophia's escalating power play, it all pointed to a storm that Eva might not be able to weather. And then it happened. A message came through Victor's phone, one that Eva intercepted. It was from Leo Vargas. "The deal is set. Move tonight." Eva's eyes darkened as she read the text. "Victor," she said, her voice cold and sharp. "Care to explain this?" Victor hesitated, and for the first time, Julian saw doubt in the enforcer's usually steely demeanor. "It's not what you think." "Save it," Eva snapped. "You've been working with Sophia." Victor's jaw tightened. "I did what I had to do. She offered me a way out." "And you took it," Eva said, her voice breaking ever so slightly. "After everything I've done for you." "It wasn't personal," Victor said. "It was survival." Eva's expression hardened, and before Julian could intervene, she pulled a gun from her desk and aimed it at Victor. "You made your choice." The room fell silent, the weight of betrayal hanging heavy in the air. The line crossed. As the tension reached its breaking point, Julian stepped forward. "Eva, don't. If you kill him, you're no better than they are." Eva didn't lower the gun. "He betrayed me, Julian. He put everything we've worked for at risk." "And killing him won't fix that," Julian argued. "It'll just make you another monster in this game." For a long moment, Eva hesitated, her finger hovering over the trigger. Then, with a frustrated growl, she lowered the weapon. "Get out," she said to Victor, her voice trembling. "If I see you again, you're dead." Victor didn't argue. He left without a word, his betrayal a wound that Eva would carry for the rest of her life. The beginning of the end. As the night wore on, Julian sat with Eva in the quiet of her study. The weight of the evening hung between them, unspoken but palpable. "You didn't have to let him go," Julian said softly. "I know," Eva replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "But I couldn't cross that line." "Not yet." Julian placed a hand on hers, the connection between them stronger than ever. "You're better than this, Eva. You just have to believe it." She looked at him, her eyes filled with a mix of hope and despair. "I'm not sure I know how." As they sat together, the city outside seemed to hold its breath. The final act was drawing near, and neither of them knew if they would survive what was to come. Chapter 10. Shattered Loyalties. Avarice was alive with tension, its underworld teetering on the edge of collapse. The fragile alliances that had kept the city's criminal empire intact were shattering, and the fallout threatened to consume everyone in its path. For Eva Sinclair, the walls were closing in, and every move she made felt like a step deeper into the abyss. In the quiet of her penthouse, Eva stared out at the city she had fought so hard to control. The betrayal of Victor still burned in her chest, but she couldn't afford to dwell on it. Sophia and Damien were circling like vultures, and Marcus's double dealing had made him a wild card. The game was accelerating, and Eva knew there was no room for hesitation. The unraveling. Julian Kane arrived at the penthouse just after dawn, his face pale and drawn. He had spent the night sifting through the chaos of the city, piecing together the aftermath of Sophia's latest move. She hid another one of Damien's warehouses, he said as he stepped into Eva's study, took out half his men and stole the rest of his weapons. Eva didn't turn to face him, her gaze fixed on the skyline. Good. Let them bleed each other dry. It's not that simple, Julian said, his voice edged with urgency. Damien knows it's you feeding her information. Eva's head snapped around, her eyes narrowing. And how does he know that? Julian hesitated. Marcus. Eva's lips pressed into a thin line, her fury barely contained. That bastard. I should have taken him out the moment he started sniffing around. Then why didn't you? Julian asked. You've been playing this game long enough to know better. Eva's gaze softened, just for a moment. Because there are lines even I won't cross. But maybe it's time I stop pretending they exist. The confrontation. Later that evening, Eva and Julian orchestrated a meeting with Marcus, luring him to an abandoned office building under the guise of exchanging critical information. As Marcus stepped into the dimly lit space, he immediately sensed the trap. Eva, he said cautiously, his hand hovering near the gun at his side. What's this about? Loyalty, Eva replied, stepping out of the shadows. Or rather, your lack of it. Marcus's eyes flicked to Julian, who stood silently behind her. You're working with her now? Thought you were smarter than that, Kane. I'm here because I want the truth, Julian said. And I'm guessing she does too. Eva moved closer, her heels clicking ominously against the floor. You've been feeding Damien information. Undermining me.
Why?
Marcus smirked, though there was no humor in it. Because you're dangerous, Sinclair. You pretend to be the lesser evil, but I've seen what you're capable of. Damien's no saint, but at least he's predictable. And Sophia? Eva pressed. Did she make you the same promises? Marcus hesitated, and in that moment, Eva saw the truth. You're working for both of them, she said, her voice cold. A triple agent. How quaint. Before Marcus could respond, Victor emerged from the shadows, a gun trained on the detective. Eva's expression hardened. I told you never to show your face again. Victor ignored her, his focus on Marcus. This ends tonight. The breaking point. The tension in the room was suffocating as the three of them faced off. Marcus, ever the opportunist, saw an opening and took it. Think about it, Sinclair, he said, his voice calm but urgent. You can't trust Victor. He's already betrayed you once. Do you really think he won't do it again? Eva's jaw tightened, her grip on her own weapon steady. You think you can turn us against each other? You're pathetic. Julian stepped forward, his voice cutting through the rising chaos. Enough. This isn't solving anything. Marcus is playing all of you, and if you can't see that, you're all going to end up dead. Eva's gaze flicked to him, her resolve wavering. And what do you suggest? Use him, Julian said, nodding toward Marcus. He's a snake, but snakes can be useful. If he's working for Damien and Sophia, he's in a position to feed them misinformation. Marcus frowned. You want me to double-cross them? No, Julian said. I want you to do exactly what you've been doing, playing both sides. But this time, you'll do it for us. A dangerous alliance. Eva considered Julian's proposal, her eyes narrowing as she studied Marcus. You're a liar, a coward, and a traitor. But he's right. You're in too deep to back out now. You'll keep working for Damien and Sophia, but every move you make will go through me first. Understood. Marcus hesitated, then nodded slowly. Understood. Good, Eva said. But if you so much as breathe the wrong way, I'll make sure it's your last. With that, she motioned for Victor to lower his weapon. The enforcer obeyed, though the tension in his body remained palpable. As Marcus left the building, Eva turned to Julian. This is a mistake, she said. You're putting too much faith in him. I'm not, Julian replied. But I am putting faith in you. The trap tightens. As the days passed, Marcus began feeding Damien, and Sophia carefully crafted misinformation, guiding them toward a confrontation that would leave them both vulnerable. Eva, ever the strategist, used the time to solidify her own position, quietly expanding her influence and cutting off potential threats. Julian watched her work with a mix of admiration and unease. She was a master manipulator, but he couldn't shake the feeling that the game was taking a toll on her. The weight of her choices, her betrayals, and her secrets was beginning to show. "You're pushing yourself too hard," he said one evening as they sat together in her study. Eva looked up from her desk, exhaustion etched into her features. "I don't have a choice. If I stop now, it's over." "You don't have to do this alone," Julian said softly. "Let me help you." She studied him for a long moment before finally speaking. "You already are." A moment of truth. That night, as Eva stared out at the city, she found herself thinking about Julian's words. For so long, she had kept everyone at arm's length, refusing to let anyone see the vulnerability beneath her armor. But Julian was different. He saw her for who she was, and yet he stayed. "I don't know how this ends," she said quietly, not turning to face him. "But I know it won't be clean." Julian stepped closer, his hand resting lightly on her shoulder. "Then we'll face it together." For the first time in years, Eva allowed herself to believe that she wasn't alone. But as the city's shadows loomed larger, she knew the final act was drawing near, and the cost of survival would be higher than either of them could imagine. Chapter 11. The Final Gambit. Avarice had never been more dangerous. The city's criminal underbelly churned with chaos as the factions led by Damian Cross and Sophia Reyes moved closer to an all-out war. Eva Sinclair, ever the strategist, watched it all unfold from her penthouse, each move calculated to tighten the noose around her enemies. But even she knew the time for maneuvering was over. It was time to strike, setting the stage. Eva sat in her study, the glow of her laptop illuminating her face as she reviewed the final details of her plan. Julian Kane stood behind her, his arms crossed, his unease evident. "This feels like suicide," he said. "You're pitting two of the most dangerous people in the city against each other and walking straight into the crossfire." "It's the only way," Eva replied, her tone resolute. "Damian and Sophia are both too strong to take on directly. If they destroy each other, it clears the board. And if it doesn't work?" Julian asked. Eva turned to face him, her eyes cold and determined. "Then we go down fighting. The bait." The first step of Eva's plan was to lure Damian and Sophia to the same location under false pretenses. Using Marcus as a messenger, Eva fed each of them information about a massive weapons shipment that had supposedly fallen into her hands. The bait was irresistible, a chance for each of them to eliminate her and gain control of the city's most lucrative resource. The location was carefully chosen, an abandoned industrial complex on the outskirts of Avarice. Its sprawling layout and multiple entry points would ensure chaos when the two factions arrived. The Double Cross. On the night of the confrontation, Eva, Julian, and Victor positioned themselves in a hidden vantage point overlooking the complex. From their perch, they watched as Damian's convoy arrived first, his men moving with military precision as they secured the perimeter. Minutes later, Sophia's crew appeared, their arrival marked by the unmistakable sound of gunfire. The two factions clashed almost immediately, the complex erupting into chaos as bullets flew and explosions lit up the night. "Perfect," Eva muttered, her lips curling into a grim smile. "Let them tear each other apart." Julian, however, wasn't smiling. "This is madness," he said. "You can't control this." "I don't need to control it," Eva replied. "I just need them to destroy each other." The unexpected twist. As the battle raged below, Eva's phone buzzed with an incoming message. She frowned as she read it. A single line of text from an anonymous number, "You're not as untouchable as you think." Before she could react, a new group of vehicles stormed the complex. Unlike Damian's and Sophia's men, these newcomers were highly organized and heavily armed. They moved with a precision that made Eva's blood run cold. "Who are they?" Julian asked, his voice filled with alarm. "Not mine," Eva said, her mind racing. "And not theirs either." The newcomers began systematically taking out both Damian's and Sophia's forces, their black-clad figures moving like shadows through the chaos. It didn't take long for Eva to realize the truth. "They're here for us," she said, her voice tight. "Someone sold us out," the betrayer revealed. As the black-clad operatives closed in, Eva, Julian, and Victor were forced to retreat. They navigated the labyrinth and complex, the sound of gunfire echoing around them. It was Julian who first noticed Victor's hesitation, his movements slower than usual, his gaze flicking nervously to the shadows. "You knew this was going to happen," Julian said, his voice low but sharp. "Didn't you?" Victor didn't respond, his silence speaking volumes. "Answer him," Eva demanded, her gun trained on Victor. "I didn't have a choice," Victor said finally, his voice laced with regret. "Sophia offered me a deal, my life in exchange for yours." Julian's fists clenched. "You betrayed her. Again." Victor shook his head. "I stalled them as long as I could. But Sophia, she's too powerful. I couldn't stop her." Eva's expression hardened. "You made your choice, Victor. Now live with it." Before he could respond, the sound of approaching footsteps cut through the tension. Eva raised her gun, ready to fire, but Julian grabbed her arm. "Not now," he said. "We need to move." The final confrontation. The trio eventually found themselves cornered in a storage room, their options dwindling by the second. As the operatives closed in, Eva turned to Julian, her eyes filled with a mix of determination and sorrow. "You need to go," she said. "Get out of here while you still can." "I'm not leaving you," Julian replied. "You don't have a choice," Eva said, her voice breaking slightly. "This is my fight, Julian, not yours." Before he could argue, the door burst open, and Sophia Reyes strode in, flanked by two of her men. Her smile was triumphant, her eyes gleaming with victory. "Well, well," she said, her tone mocking. The great Eva Sinclair, cornered at last. Eva didn't flinch. "You always were predictable, Sophia." "And you always underestimated me," Sophia replied. She turned to Victor. "Good job, old friend." Victor's face twisted with guilt as he lowered his gaze. Eva glared at him, her voice like ice. "You've made your choice, Victor. Don't expect mercy." Sophia raised her gun, aiming it directly at Eva. "Any last words?" Eva smirked. "Just one." A deafening explosion ripped through the complex as Eva triggered a hidden charge she had planted earlier. The blast threw everyone to the ground, the room filling with smoke and debris. Julian grabbed Eva's hand, pulling her to her feet as chaos erupted around them. A narrow escape. Amidst the confusion, Eva and Julian managed to slip away, leaving Sophia and her men to deal with the aftermath. Victor's fate remained uncertain, but Eva knew she couldn't afford to look back. They emerged into the cold night air, bruised but alive. The city stretched out before them, its lights flickering like distant stars. "It's over," Julian said, his voice filled with relief. Eva shook her head. "Not yet. Damien's still out there. And Sophia won't stop until one of us is dead. But for now," Julian said, placing a hand on her shoulder, "we've won." Eva allowed herself a small, weary smile. "For now." As they walked away from the smoldering ruins of the complex, Eva couldn't shake the feeling that the worst was yet to come. The game was far from over, and the final move would determine whether she survived, or became just another casualty in Avarice's deadly web. Chapter 12. Ashes of Ambition. The city of Avarice smoldered in the aftermath of the explosion at the industrial complex. Reports of the chaos rippled through the underworld, sending shockwaves across every faction. Damien Cross had disappeared, his empire left in shambles. Sophia Reyes was injured but alive, her ambitions now a burning vendetta against Eva Sinclair. And Eva herself, she was not celebrating victory. The cost of her survival had been higher than she ever imagined. The cost of survival. Back at her penthouse, Eva stared at the skyline, the weight of her decisions pressing down on her. The room was eerily quiet. Julian Kane sitting across from her, nursing his own wounds from the night before. He broke the silence first. "You did it," he said, though there was no triumph in his voice. "You took them both down." Eva's lips twitched into a humorless smile. "Did I? Damien's gone, but Sophia's still out there. And Victor." Julian leaned forward. "He made his choice, Eva. You didn't pull the trigger." "No," Eva said softly. "But I lit the fuse." Her gaze hardened as she turned back to the city. "Everyone I've ever trusted has betrayed me. Everyone I've ever protected has turned on me. Maybe the problem isn't them. Maybe it's me." "Don't do that," Julian said. "Don't start doubting yourself now. You've made it this far." Eva looked at him, her expression unreadable. "And how much further can I go before there's nothing left of me?" Sophia's final move. Across the city, Sophia Reyes sat in a dimly lit room, her injuries bandaged but her resolve unbroken. The explosion had taken her closest allies, but it had not broken her spirit. If anything, it had solidified her hatred for Eva. "She's a ghost now," Leo Vargas said, pacing the room. "Her network's fractured, and her allies are gone."
"Good,"
Sophia said, her voice cold. "That makes her desperate. And desperate people make mistakes. What's the plan?" Leo asked. Sophia smirked. "We hit her where it hurts the most. Not her business. Not her reputation, her heart." Leo frowned. "You mean Kane?" Sophia nodded. "He's her weakness. And I plan to exploit it. The last stand." Julian returned to his apartment later that night, exhaustion tugging at his every step. He barely had time to react when the lights flicked on, revealing Sophia sitting in his living room, her gun resting casually in her lap.
"Evening, Mr. Kane," she said, her tone mocking.
"We need to talk." Julian's hand moved instinctively toward the phone in his pocket, but Sophia raised the gun, her smile widening.
"I wouldn't. You're a smart man, so let's keep this civilized. What do you want?"
Julian asked, his voice steady despite the fear coursing through him.
"Eva," Sophia said simply. "She's ruined everything I've worked for, and now it's time she pays.
You think I'm going to help you?" Julian scoffed. Sophia's smile turned cruel.
"I think you care about her. And if you want her to live, you'll bring her to me."
Julian's jaw tightened. "And if I refuse?" Sophia leaned forward, her eyes glinting with malice.
"Then I'll kill you. And then I'll kill her."
Slowly.
"A choice to make."
Julian knew he had no choice. He agreed to Sophia's terms, but as soon as she left, he contacted Eva. She listened in silence as he relayed the threat, her voice calm but icy when she finally spoke.
"She won't stop," Eva said.
"Not until one of us is dead."
"Then let's stop her," Julian said.
"Together."
Eva hesitated.
"You've already risked enough for me, Julian. You don't have to do this."
"Yes, I do,"
he said firmly.
"Because I believe in you.
Even if you don't." The final showdown. Eva and Julian arrived at the location Sophia had chosen, a decrepit warehouse on the outskirts of a city. The setting felt fitting, a place where secrets were buried and alliances were tested. Sophia was waiting, her gun aimed at Julian as he stepped through the door. Eva followed, her own weapon drawn, her eyes locked on her rival.
"Eva," Sophia said, her tone almost friendly. "You always did have a flair for the dramatic."
"Cut the crap," Eva replied.
"Let him go."
Sophia's smile widened.
"Oh, I will.
But first, we settle this. One-on-one.
No distractions."
Julian started to protest, but Eva silenced him with a look.
"Stay out of this," she said.
"I can handle her."
The two women circled each other, their weapons raised, their hatred palpable.
Words were unnecessary. Every betrayal, every wound, every loss was etched into the way they moved, the way they looked at each other.
The first shot rang out, echoing through the empty warehouse.
Sophia lunged, her movements sharp and brutal, but Eva was faster, her training and precision keeping her one step ahead. The fight was raw and vicious, both women refusing to back down. The end of the game. It ended with a single, deafening shot. Sophia fell to the ground, her eyes wide with shock as blood pooled beneath her. Eva stood over her, her gun still smoking, her expression unreadable.
Sophia's lips moved, her voice barely a whisper.
"You think you've won?"
Eva knelt beside her, her voice cold.
"I don't think.
I know."
Sophia's eyes fluttered shut, and the room fell silent. Julian approached cautiously, his face pale.
"It's over," he said.
Eva shook her head.
"No.
It's just beginning.
A new dawn."
In the days that followed, the underworld of avarice began to stabilize. With Sophia and Damien gone, Eva consolidated her power, ensuring that no one could challenge her again. But the victory felt hollow. The cost had been too high. Julian stayed by her side, his loyalty unwavering. One evening, as they stood on the balcony of her penthouse, he turned to her.
"Was it worth it?"
he asked. Eva didn't answer immediately. Instead, she stared at the city below, the weight of her choices etched into her features.
"Ask me again in a year," she said finally.
Julian placed a hand on her shoulder, offering her a rare moment of solace.
"Whatever happens, you're not alone."
Eva allowed herself a small, weary smile.
"No, I'm not. As the city buzzed with life below them, Eva knew one thing for certain. The game was over, but the scars it left behind would never fade. The end.